Well, I've just realised I haven't done my rambly boo for today on a Friday. So I've put that right now at 7:30 on a Friday evening. So I'm stood in the kitchen just watching some clouds go by. It's funny that this season, so we're on the cusp of autumn. And we're getting some colder days now. And we're getting the definite change in the seasons. So I'm looking at these grey clouds shooting past. We've got rain due later on, overnight. Yet next week we're gonna, they said on the local news, we're gonna get 30 degrees possibly. So we're not really done with summer yet, according to the weather forecast. I don't know. We'll get to 30 degrees or it's just down in the south, I don't know. This is a funny time. I like September actually. September's a nice month. You've got, it's starting to cool down, but you've still got the heat. So when it is warm, you get some warm days. But you also get a little bit of a chill. The downside of autumn is the evening starting to draw in. With these dark clouds, I guess it's a quarter dark. Is that the right phrase? Yeah, quarter dark? I don't know. So we're getting rain overnight and then tomorrow. I've got this some funny dry throat this week. I'm obviously on the cusp of some kind of cold. I've had it all week. Most of the time it's alright, just to get a bit of a dry throat. See, it's nice and quiet though, yeah. Just the old motorbike going past. And then McColgan popped up on Twitter earlier on. He shared a link to dear friend, or dear departed friend Lee Storm. I didn't realise she'd got a YouTube channel. There's only three videos on it, to be fair. It just shows you, when you listen to somebody on audio, and then you see where she actually recorded from, it totally, it's totally different to what I imagined in my mind. So I can sitting there, and I thought she was sitting in some kind of parlour chair. In a some kind of lounge room, or I don't know what Americans call them. And she was sitting there with the binoculars, talking to Art, and I remember this chime going off. It turns out she was probably doing it in the kitchen, possibly. And I also got the impression that she was living some out in the sticks somewhere. I don't know why, but she lived in a town. I'm assuming that's the house that she recorded her audio booth in. I assume she would be. Yeah, so it just shows, isn't it, your mind conjures up an idea of a place for just the sounds that you hear and you build this impression up. It was nice to see the videos. I ought to get back into making videos, really. I bought myself a GoPro camera. Probably 18 months ago. And I've used it probably half a dozen times. It's sitting in the drawer. Just lost the will to do it. Same with I've lost the will to do audio. So maybe I'll get back into it one day. So for now, standing in my quiet kitchen, I'm about to make a cup of tea. I've done the washing up. I've got a few pots to dry. Oh, and that's another question. Why do we call a tea towel a tea towel? It'd be more accurate calling it a drying up cloth. So why do English call it a tea towel? That's a question for you. So calling all rambly booers, what do you call a tea towel? Right, we're approaching 5 minutes, so I shall end it in the spirit of the boo 5 minutes, or the 5 minute boo, whatever. I can't remember the hashtag. Anyway, 5 minutes is up. Is that about it?